Joe Shershinovich with the Greyhawk Golf Club and director of golf. Slide on in here a little bit more because I want people
morning,
to
Brad.
See you. Good seeing you. How are
good to
you?
Good see you. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having us out. This event, to me, okay, the draft's tonight. Got it. This is the story of the day in Valley Sports right here, right now, with this coming up next month. You've got your media day coming up today. Let's just talk about how you landed this event and how big this is going to be next month.
First of all, thanks for being here. It's exciting. The Golf Channel and the NCAA approached us about 4 years ago to see if we would be interested. Historically, this event has been at a club on an annual basis. The discussion for the, let me back up a little bit. About 7, 8, 9 years ago, they started a format at the same facility where the women would go the first week and the men would go the second week. So on a facility level, it's a big 2 weeks. But for the Golf Channel, for them to set up one time, and it's a dream come true for the college golf to be on live TV.
Yep.
They change the format from the traditional championship. They go 4 days of stroke play. They go into match play. And match play over the last 7, 8, 9 years has been spectacular on the women's and the men's front. So for a one-off event, in other words, to go to a facility for 1 year, the Golf Channel and NCAA said, would you be interested in hosting it for 3 years? We want to try this model. We said, of course. Late May is a great time of year in the Valley of the Sun. Daylight, course conditions, weather. So we put in our bid package and we got it. We're really excited that we got it.
Okay, when the phone call came, were you like, really? Were you just doing backflips inside? Like, wow. Because I've been here at Greyhawk through the years, okay? And this is one of those destination courses. But to host an event like this on this level, this is new.
Yeah. In fact, I was playing golf when I got it.
So you do remember.
We did. I'll tell you exactly. I did find out, and yeah. I was on the golf course, and the phone rang, and absolutely, it was almost I can't believe we've got it.
Yeah.
Like, it sunk in after a few days.
Yeah.
And, well, then the planning starts, right? I mean, this ownership here at Greyhawk, and I've lived here since the mid-'80s, and I tell people that this golf community in Scottsdale, Phoenix, and really the whole state, this is a part of a lifestyle here. People love it here. You couldn't ask for a better national championship to come. And by the way, they've had a men's championship here. I believe they've had a ladies.
Okay.
But to have, over the last 30 years. But to have it on this scale in today's environment where you're going to have the premier, and most of these rosters on the ladies and the men are worldwide student athletes. I mean, they're from all over the world.
Yep.
And to have them showcased here in Arizona, here at Scottsdale, here in Greyhawk now in 3 weeks on a Raptor course that most of the, and this is the first public facility in a long time. It's been at private facilities for many years. And so a lot of people have been able to play. The pandemic obviously canceled it last year, which only revved up the excitement for this year. So this local community right now, you know, obviously the Phoenix Open is a huge success, the LPGA, the Charles Schwab Senior event. To have a national championship at the level of a Final Four, at the level of a BCS championship,
yep.
To be partnering with Arizona State, to have the Thunderbirds, to have the city of Scottsdale and Greyhawk, it's an awesome partnership. So we're excited.
Will fans be allowed to come? Do you know yet?
It looks like that fans will be allowed to come. That's what we're planning on at this point.
Full, or let's just wait and see?
Let's just wait and see.
Okay, I got you on that.
So we'd love to have the fans. We'd love to have the energy out there.
If you're giving just a thumbnail of what you expect the field to look like, and there's going to be names that nobody knows. That's part of the beauty of, I think, on the collegiate golf side. You've got to really follow it closely, but people are going to want to come out and see the next. Got a couple names?
Well, you look at
or schools.
Well, it's funny you ask. The Pac-12 just got done yesterday.
Yep.
Arizona, to their credit, congratulations to Arizona. They beat our Sun Devils by 4. I saw a post last night of the 1996 Pac-12s where Tiger Woods played a big canyon and shot 18 under. And you looked at the names, Paul Casey and all these other people that were under there, right? That people probably knew, Pat Perez, people knew a little bit back then. It's now 25 years later, and they've made the tour, and they're well into their 40s, and they have a great career. Obviously, Tiger, arguably the greatest name in golf. Those individuals will be here this week, and it's exciting. We expect to have some Arizona natives. You know, Michael Feagles is at Illinois. One of the exciting things is there's a lot of fifth-year seniors because of the event getting canceled and all spring sports canceled. Kevin Chu at Arizona State stuck around for an extra year. Yeah. Olivia Mahaffey stuck around an extra year. So what's exciting is the talent level, the seniority, and the expertise of playing in these events will be here. What I'm mostly excited is for Arizona State. I mean, Missy and Matt have done a great job. Missy's roster is as good as any in the country. Matt's roster is as good as any in the country. So, and Arizona just winning the Pac-12 and the women's team being the national champions 3 years ago. I love the fact that Arizona and Arizona State are hot. I hope they get through the regionals. I hope they're here. That will bring so much energy to the market as well. So they're prime, and we sure expect to see them here in a few weeks.
Before I get you out of here, so fans will be allowed, tickets, things like that, the spots and dots of it. Do you know? Can you point people to
direction? I would just go to the website, greyhawkgolf.com for right now, or Arizona State, and I would say in the next week to 10 days or 2 weeks, we'll have all those details out.
Okay. Thanks for having me out.
It's great to have you. Great
Got
to have
a media you back. Day going on here in a bit. Shu, thanks for coming by.
You bet, Brad.
Take care. And again, the information, just go to Greyhawks website. You know, and you can also go to NCAA.com, and they will probably have some information about it as well on the women's homepage, the men's homepage, and they will have a lot out here. And this, look, we do a lot around golf. We do a lot around golf. I love the junior golf, the collegiate golf coming here, to me, huge story. So let's make a big deal out of it and have some fun.